Reeser. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 7th, 1905. Elder Reeser. Dear Brother, your letter was received in the noon mail today. In regard to the matter mentioned in your letter, as to whether it is right for Elder Simpson to leave Los Angeles and labor for a time in a northern city, I will say, we must sometimes leave such questions very largely to the man himself. There is too much displacing of the men who are doing a good work, the very work that the Lord has said should be done. Sometimes, when a man is having success in his efforts and the interest continues good, the question of moving him to another field ought not to come to him at all, because it only confuses him. If the Lord is mightily stirring the people of Los Angeles through the tent meetings, let nothing interrupt the work. Let the Los Angeles Church have special seasons of prayer daily for the work that is being done. The blessing of the Lord will come to the church members who thus participate in the work, gathering in small groups daily to pray for its success. Thus, the believers will obtain grace for themselves, and the work of the Lord will be advanced. This is the way that we used to do. We prayed for our own souls and for those who were carrying on the work. The Lord Jesus declares that where two or three are gathered together in His name, He is in the midst of them to bless them. Matthew 18, verse 20. Let there be less talking and more sincere, earnest prayer. I fear that the effort that is being made to proclaim the truth in Los Angeles will not be appreciated. Let every man come up to the help of the Lord against the mighty foe. Where a special effort is made, as has been revealed by the evangelistic work done in Los Angeles, let every member of the church draw near to God. Let all search their own hearts with the light that shines from the Word. If sin is discovered, let it be confessed and repented of. Let every helper be in good working order. The Lord will hear and answer prayer. Let not the church members think that effort should be put forth for them by the one who is impressed to labor for those who have been neglected, those in whose behalf special efforts have not heretofore been put forth. When such an effort is made, as has been made in Los Angeles, let the members of the church clear the King's highway and help with their means in the work being done. Let them show that they are in perfect harmony. Let them be on hand at the meetings, armed and equipped for service, ready to talk with anyone who may be interested. Let them pray and work for the lost sheep. Let the second chapter of 2 Timothy be impressed on the heart and brought into the practical life. Let not this season pass and leave the church uninfluenced by the truth that has been proclaimed. There is danger of the church being in a self-satisfied, indifferent, backslidden condition during this time of special blessing, when the Word of God is being presented. Awake, awake, my brethren, awake, and do not let angels see that you feel but little obligation to act your part in sustaining the work that is being done. Be wide awake. Pray while going about your daily duties. Draw strength from Christ and let your hearts be filled with the deepest gratitude that the Lord is working. Be laborers together with Him. Continue thou in the things which thou hast heard and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. 2 Timothy 3, verse 14 to 17, 4, 1 to 5. Let no one try to draw Brother Simpson away from the place where there is a deep interest and an extraordinary opening to present the truth. This is Los Angeles's opportunity. If the members of the church will come humbly before God, putting all that is wrong out of their hearts and consulting Him at every step, He will manifest Himself to them and will give them courage in Him. We must be ready to use our God-given capabilities in the work of the Lord. We must be ready to speak words in season and out of season. Not hard, unkind words, but words that will help and bless. There will be work for Brother Simpson to do in Redlands, but let him now complete the work undertaken in Los Angeles. The Lord will lead and guide his servant and strengthen him for his important work. Let all hold up his hands and draw bright beams from the heavenly sanctuary. There is important work to do in Redlands and in Riverside. The churches in these places are to be added to. Let the work advance. Calls will be made for the workers to go to other places, but if in the middle of an interest the work should be broken up and the workers sent elsewhere, time would be lost in making beginnings without bringing anything to completion. We are soul hungry to see the work advancing as it should. Christ is our Alpha and our Omega. Only in His strength can we gain success.